I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. I'd come very close to not doing an episode today in honor of my birthday. The plan was to do nothing, but it didn't feel right. So I am going to share a story today about anger. A monk decides to meditate alone, away from his monastery. He takes his boat out to the middle of the lake, moors it there, closes his eyes, and begins his meditation. After a few hours of undisturbed silence, he suddenly feels the bump of another boat colliding with his own. With his eyes still closed, he senses his anger rising, and by the time he opens his eyes, he is ready to scream at the boatmen who dared to disturb his meditation. But when he opens his eyes, he sees it's an empty boat that had probably got untethered and floated to the middle of the lake. At that moment, the monk achieves self-realization and understands that the anger is within him. It merely needs the bump of an external object to provoke it out of him. From then on, whenever he comes across someone who irritates him or provokes him to anger, he reminds himself, the other person is merely an empty boat. The anger is within me. This is a really powerful story, and it's actually taken from Taoist wisdom of Zhuangzi, who wrote a verse that I'll actually read now that this was taken from. If a man is crossing a river and an empty boat collides with his own skiff, even though he may be a bad-tempered man, he will not become very angry. But if he sees a man in the boat, he will shout at him to steer clear. If the shout is not heard, he will shout again and yet again and begin cursing, and all because there is somebody in the boat. Yet if the boat were empty, he would not be shouting and not be angry. If you can empty your own boat crossing the river of the world, no one will oppose you. No one will seek to harm you. I love sharing that original quote as well because it gives two slightly different meanings. So in the story, in this example, the monk is meditating in this boat with his eyes closed, and he feels this boat colliding with his own and feels this anger rising within him. That how could someone not see his boat there? Why would someone collide with his boat? And then when he opens his eyes and sees that the boat is empty, all of the anger dissipates. There's no anger because there's nothing, no one to be angry with, right? There's just this empty boat. There's no one that he can shout at or be mad at for colliding into his boat. So this helped the monk to see that the anger was within him. It was all based on his perception that there was someone that was at fault that had collided into his boat. And once that went away, so did his anger. So his practice after that was to treat every person that provoked him as an empty boat and recognizing that that anger is within him. So what does that mean? That means if something or someone makes you angry, if you treat it as if that's just a vessel, like just this empty boat, the same as the monk experienced when he was on the water, There's nothing for the anger to bump up against. And therefore, it will dissipate. If you treat the other person or the situation as that empty boat, just see it as a happening, not something that's done intentionally to you. The anger goes away. And Xuanzu, his wisdom is, to me, slightly different, but also the same. He says, if you can empty your own boat crossing the river of the world, no one will oppose you. No one will seek to harm you. So empty your own boat. What does that mean? It means empty yourself of any desires, all of your own anger, attachments. Just become completely empty. Merge with the unborn. Be the unborn. Become that awareness. Be the awareness that you are. Nothing actually to become. Just be. Be that awareness. When your boat, when your own boat is empty, when it's empty of the ego, the personal identity, who could oppose you? If you become nothing, we see that as something that's bad, but from a Zen perspective, it's the best. It's everything. Then you are merged as your original nature. So I like those two perspectives of the story because it's just a reminder, if you're ever catching a feeling of anger arising, it's because you're imagining someone else in that empty boat. But if you pause and just see that it's just a happening, it's just an empty boat that's colliding. There's no one really there to be angry at. You realize that the anger is within you. And because it is within you, then you have control over it. And if you rid yourself even of that, you become the empty boat. And that's peace itself. So I hope these two versions gives you a moment of meditation and contemplation whenever, especially, a feeling of anger starts to arise. Realize that it is arising within you. Not because of anything other than your perception. Rid yourself of that, and peace remains. That is freedom. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.